Oh my, I gotta set the record straight. It's like there's a conspiracy of lies out there trying to keep people from using hypnosis. And what I'm going to do in this video is I'm going to smash, I'm going to destroy, I'm going to resolve seven lies that are going on out there about hypnosis that are keeping people from getting the help they want. I'm also going to let you know who the culprits are that have been spreading these lies for decades. In case you didn't know, I'm Cal Banyan, almost 30 years' experience as a full-time hypnotist, hypnotherapist, and trainer in the profession. And I'm going to let you in on some very important things that lead to the truth about hypnosis. Okay, lie number one. Lie number one is, oh, at hypnosis is a bunch of hocus pocus. It's not really science-based. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Hypnosis is very science-based. We've been researching hypnosis in like the 1860s. The American Medical Association and the American Psychological Association, plus other professional organizations around the world, have accepted and continue to research into hypnosis as a way of personal transformation, be that with as a form of psychotherapy or as a form of coaching or a personal development process. Lie number two, that if you go into hypnosis, the devil's gonna get you, gonna get inside of you if you go into hypnosis. Wrong, wrong, wrong. This lie is perpetuated, not on purpose, it's just out of ignorance. But people go into hypnosis all the time. It's a naturally occurring state. It's just a state of open-mindedness where you, if you're talking to an expert and they know more about you, you're going to accept what they say is more likely true than if someone that doesn't know anything about the topic. What the hypnotist does is the hypnotist has a process of building trust with you, finding out what you want to have change, and then taking you through what's called a hypnotic induction that helps you relax and become available to receive hypnotic suggestions. If the devil was going to get you, he would have got you already because you're going into hypnosis all the time. So relax. It's safe. It's scientific. Ooh, hypnosis lie number three. Christians, Jews, religious people of all kinds should not do hypnosis because the Bible says so. Well, that's not true. The word hypnosis, the concept of hypnosis, does not appear in any way in the Bible. The concept of hypnosis and the use of hypnosis in any way that we would understand it today is, has never been discussed in the Bible. It's not there. Now, sometimes people will try to turn something that's bad in the Bible and call it hypnosis, but that would just be a mistranslation. Hypnosis is not magic. And that brings me to the next one. Number four. Hypnosis, lie number four. Hypnosis is not an occult art. It's not. It's not a new age scheme. It's nothing like that. As I said before, hypnosis has been validated. They've done MRIs, they've done all kinds of research. Scientists doing research that validates hypnosis. Once again, it's not something that's occult. You're not going to see, spirals in somebody's eyeballs or sparks aren't going to come out of their fingers. It's just a process of going into a kind of a special trusting form of communication between the hypnotist and the client. I often describe hypnosis as being a dance. If you do a ballroom dance where one person's in the lead and the other person's in the follow. And just like the person on the dance floor will come up to a potential dance partner and go, "Would you like to dance with me?" The hypnotist builds trust, finds out what you want, and then says, "Hey, would you like to do hypnosis with me now?" And then you can go into that wonderful, natural, safe state of hypnosis and make big changes in your life when nothing else has worked. Lie number five on my list. Number five, you're going to lose control. You're going to come under the control of the hypnotist. Well, let me tell you something. I've been in this profession for almost 30 years, and I've known a lot of hypnotists, and I've serviced a lot of clients. I've done tens of thousands of sessions. I've spoken in front of many crowds of hypnotists. And you know what? One thing we can agree is that we don't have control over our clients. We don't have control over our clients. What happens is, as we are doing the hypnosis, if we're giving them suggestions that they like, what's going to happen is they're going to accept those suggestions. Or if the techniques that we're using make sense according to what their goals are in the hypnosis sessions, then they opt into the process. When my clients are in hypnosis, they are always opting in, choosing to accept the suggestions. At no point could I give a suggestion to my client that would cause them to do anything against their will, against their morals, or that they think would hurt somebody or hurt themselves. We do not have control over our clients. We have influence. Now, let me tell you something else. This is a bad word that sometimes is even in scientific literature. They'll talk about having that the hypnotist now has control, and that's just not true. Never, never, never does a hypnotist have control over a client. It just doesn't happen. What happens is we develop trust and we can get them into a focused state where they can accept suggestions or go through hypnotic techniques such that it will change their life and often generate insights that are not attainable any other way. So let's put that lie to rest and get to the truth about hypnosis. Oh my. People are worried, Cal, is it true that the people get stuck in hypnosis? Not true. Not true at all. Never, it has never happened. And I'll joke with them. I say, that hardly ever happens except for the two guys who got stuck in the closet over there. No one has ever got stuck in hypnosis, period. Not, no, nope. What happened? But what if you had a heart attack, Cal, and you haven't been in hypnosis? Well, would I be stuck in it? No. If I decide to get up and out of the room or whatever, after a while, what's going to happen is my client who's in hypnosis got his eyes closed like this. After doesn't hear me for a while, can't hear me. Nothing's going on. They're going to do this. They're going to open one eye and say, hey, shouldn't he be saying something? And what they'll do is they'll just emerge on their own. The one thing that can happen in hypnosis is people can fall asleep, and then you're not going to emerge them from hypnosis because they've left the state of hypnosis and they've gone to sleep. There's another one. There's a bonus one. Hypnosis is not sleep, never was sleep. A long, long time ago, in the early days of the discovery and learning about hypnosis, many of the hypnotic practitioners at the highest level thought that hypnosis was like somnambulism, which means like sleepwalking. Well, we figured that wasn't true a long, long time ago. So hypnosis is not sleep. Hypnotists that use the word sleep without defining it as just like a kind of, like sometimes I'll use the word sleep when I do an instant induction, but in my pre-talk, I tell them if I use the word sleep, I don't mean normal, natural sleep. I mean just relax really quick and with your eyes closed, super relaxed. If a hypnotist uses the word sleep, that's what he or she should mean. If your hypnotist thinks it's sleep, you better go find another hypnotist. In fact, if they tell you to wake up after the session, that person's got really outdated information because you don't wake up from hypnosis. You emerge from hypnosis. You wake up from sleep. All right, one more thing. Number seven, lie number seven. Oh, hypnotists are all the same. That's not true. That's not true. There is a wide variety and differences between hypnotists. Some people have very little training. They have a weekend workshop, and now they call themselves a hypnotist, and they may have seen a few clients. There's a huge difference between someone like that and someone who's dedicated themselves to the profession with ongoing development. Maybe the least amount of training to even get started would be about 120, 130 hours of training. And then what's going to happen is all professions, we go into a pattern of ongoing professional training. So there you go. The best hypnotists in the world, by and large, are the Five Path certified hypnotists. They use an advanced system of hypnosis that integrates an advanced form of self-hypnosis called Seventh Path, which is the first mind-body-spirit approach to hypnosis, the very first antivirus software for the human mind. And most Five Path hypnotists teach Seventh Path to their clients as they're going through the Five Path hypnosis process. And so what happens is when you get done working on the issue that brought you in, now you've got a form of self-hypnosis so you can work on any issue you want to work on in the future by yourself. Astounding. All right, there's the seven things. I know some of you out there go, but wait a minute. What about this lie about hypnosis? And what about this lie about hypnosis? Well, I couldn't cover all of them, and I might even have forgotten one or two. So why don't you in the comments tell me what you think about my list? Was there something I left off? I'd like to hear from you, because maybe later on I'll do an updated list. All right. So leave a comment, let me know what you think. And then I want to tell you also, my next hypnosis course is, survey said, September 14th through the 20th. And there's going to be about 20 to 30 hours of pre-study before you come into the class so that you can hit the ground running. We don't have to spend so much time on the basics, get right into the advanced stuff. It's available to be taken live in the classroom or live online. It's a hybrid class. There'll be people taking the class online and they'll be on a screen up in front of the class, and then there'll be people on site. And what this does is this allows you as a new hypnotist to not only practice on each other in the classroom, but you also get practice doing hypnosis online. That's right, because the future of hypnosis is now. And most hypnotists that have left the last century and are here with us today should be trained, have some experience with doing hypnosis online, because that expands your hypnosis practice literally around the world and greatly increases your probability of success. All the information about my courses, that course and all upcoming courses are on right there, Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. That's right, Banyan Hypnosis careertraining.com. You can get there. And if you want a free consultation, there's a way to sign up for that. So let's do something great. Let's build this profession together. Let's help people when everything else has failed by being a really, really good hypnotist or hypnotherapist. With that, Cal Banyan signing off.